Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Devita, and this is Let's Chat. Hey, Leah.
Hey, Mommy.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
It's going all right. Yeah. I kind of like your top.
Ooh.
It's kind of cute.
I like yours, too.
Thank you.
Thick.
Who made those tops?
You know, this is a little small business called Leah Simone Designs.
Shout out to Leah Simone Designs. Love it. She's mad cool. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Name's mad cool, too.
Oh, really?
didn't peep that.
What are we talking about today, Leah?
Today, we're revisiting the topic of social media.
Social media. It has grown a lot. It has grown a lot, and the use has changed a lot. So tell me about social media from your perspective.
In all seriousness, I use it a lot.
Yes, you do.
But that's because it's like there. Like, I don't know. It's bad. I use it too much. It's bad.
But what do you do on social media?
Scroll.
You scroll.
Because I'm mainly on, if I'm on anything, mm-hmm. it's TikTok.
Okay.
And then it's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram, it's kind of more like refreshing,
mm-hmm.
but it's still bad.
Okay. So since we talked about social media in the past, and we talked about the effects of social media on a young person's life and that kind of thing. So we're fast forwarding 3 years to what is social media to you now? Like, what is it now?
Because I'm on it a lot more,
mm-hmm.
it's how I get most of my information.
Okay.
How I connect with people and how I learn, like, what the information part, how I learn what's going on in the world, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Does it impact your life significantly?
I think it does.
In what way?
Because I have this, I'm an anxious person, and I feel like we know that. But I have this like problem with time.
Okay.
And I constantly feel like I'm wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
But like in me feeling like I'm wasting time, I'm always like, I can't find anything else to do. So I just opening and closing apps.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can get lost in it. So that's why.
So you did a paper recently for AP seminar.
Yeah.
She loves AP seminar.
No, I don't.
Oh. You don't?
Go ahead.
Okay. And it was about technology and young people in school.
Yeah.
Like, share with us what that was about.
So, that wasn't really about social media.
Okay.
But it did have some ties into it because it was proven in multiple studies that children already use technology, like, immensely. And the CDC recommended amount of time is only 2 hours. And obviously, no one's going under that.
No.
Especially after the pandemic and after being home for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is definitely exceeding, like, no one's really under, like, 4 hours.
Wow.
So, and everyone having their personal devices, computers, phones, they're able to be on, like, the internet way longer. So that's really what we found from that
study.
Yeah.
Wow. So people, me included, I'm opening and closing apps all day too. And I'm thankful for crochet because I have to pay attention to what I'm doing as I'm crocheting. So although I do find myself, you know, scrolling and laughing and clicking and sharing and forwarding reels to you and your brother.
She sends us reels. Like, I cannot be on my phone for a second. And I have my notifications turned off for Instagram and TikTok. But I open my phone and the little bubble says, like, 20.
Not 20.
And I'm like, oh, who could these possibly be from? Just like, oh, okay.
Hey, I see funny things or calming messages to my children, yes. And I forward them.
Yes.
Or I send you stuff, and I'm like, that's me, right? And you're like, yeah, that's you, Mommy. Okay, moving right along. Okay, so, but the reason why I wanted to revisit this topic is because of dating.
Mm-mm.
And, yes, so How are you all in your generation now communicating as far? Because I remember you came home one day and you was like, oh, such and such asked me for their snap. And I'm like, what?
Yes,
explain
guys.
That to the audience.
Yes,
tell the people.
Guys.
The okay. older people might not know what's going on.
So there are three main, this is coming from me, don't quote me. But there are three main apps, and it's TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat. Snapchat isn't, I wouldn't really consider it social media because it's more private, but that's how you communicate with people.
So they don't communicate via text message.
We do.
Or calling people on the phone. They be snapping.
First, it's snap because it's less, like, personal, per se. Because
explain
you
that.
Having my number is kind of crazy.
Why?
Because it's like, why do you have my personal, like, SMS information? So, like, you can call me? Oh, no. So, with that,
okay,
we use Snapchat just as a way because you can pick and choose who's on it. And it's just more of a, like, personal, like, private thing.
But you said that Snap is ops. So,
Snap
okay, wait, federal. let me tell the audience. So, you guys, the reason why I'm asking Leah all of these questions is to give you all and me a lesson in what 15-year-olds are doing on social media and to let you behind the curtain of this new age of communication because it is different. Like we shared earlier, not in this show, but a couple of episodes ago, I'll be 50 this year. And as a 50-year-old parent of a teenager, it's important for me to know exactly what the heck she's talking about, because sometimes I just don't know. Like, they have these words that they be saying, and I know I'm not alone. So this episode is for parents who are trying to get a clue into what in the world their children are doing and talking about. Okay, back to you, Leah.
Okay, so Snapchat is, you can pick and choose who's on there. You can give someone your snap or ask someone for their snap. They give it to you. Bam. You're talking. Now, we can get back to that, but a reason why Snapchat is extremely federal is because even
explain
when,
to the people what federal mean, Leah.
Like, just telling all your business, like, what are the feds for?
So, okay.
Sorry if you're part of the feds, not, don't come get me. But anyway.
Okay.
So, when I say Snapchat is federal, it's because when you chat people and you screenshot or share your screen or screen record, it will notify the other person.
Mm.
So if we're talking and let's say I say something corny and you screenshot it and send it to your group chat, I know because Snapchat told me. Crazy, right? I know. That's why you got to be careful. But it also tells you, it also tells you when someone else screenshots, screen records, screen shares your story, like your Snap profile, all those things.
Mm.
When someone, yeah. So that's why Snapchat is a little iffy. Instagram, TikTok don't, it doesn't do that.
Mm.
But you're really, if you're trying to talk to someone, you really use Snapchat. And then you go to messages if you're really feeling the person.
So is this only used for like people? So, okay, another terminology that y'all need to know. Talking and dating.
Two different things.
Okay.
It's okay. It's not in the Bible, but it's here now. So, because dating wasn't in the Bible either. But it's just that before, like, do I really? Y'all know dating apps. Like, you're not going to just start dating a person right away. You got to get to know them, know their personality, the type of things they like. And then you can take it to the, oh, we've been talking for a little while now. I want to advance in our relationship. And boom.
And boom.
Now
and
you're
and
oh,
that's
so
when you
cute.
Give them your phone number?
No.
Oh.
Like, it's really a personal thing. But me personally, I'm not giving you my number after, like, a day or two of date of talking. Like,
it's got to be more time.
Maybe, like, a week. Fake. That might be a stretch for other people. But for me, it's like, because I don't know you. So. And you guys know how I feel about giving people my number.
Yeah,
so
she's not giving you her number. It's not going to happen. Okay, so we got Snapchat. That's what people are using to communicate. So, you know, back in the day, we would go to the mall before the movies or whatever and walk around the mall, whatever, and you're in a food court and boy walk up to you and be like, hey, can I get your snap?
Yes.
That's what that, they, that's
yes,
what they say,
will say. They'll say yo.
Oh, they say
like,
yo.
Oh, can I get your snap?
And then what you say?
You could say, yeah.
Uh-huh.
For sure. You can say like, oh, you can say no.
Okay. And then you walk away.
Yeah. It's not awkward. I kind of hate it, but you know, they be chasing you down for real.
Boys what, be chasing
well, If you're a parent, you got a son. Lock in and see what your son is doing to them girls, because I don't know.
What's your brother doing to the girls?
I wasn't doing anything. But it's like, you gotta, I don't know.
That's, okay, so that's a good segue, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about boys and how they're approaching girls these days. Like, what is something that you've seen that you're just like, oh, that's crazy, or oh, that's really nice?
It's obviously nothing new.
Right.
Because guys been doing this for that long. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that it's done changed. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can be at the mall or something. We can be at the movies or whatever. And if it's like a, if it's a nice, calm guy, he'll just be like, oh, can I get your snap? Or his friend would be like, oh, my friend thinks you're cute. Can he get your snap? Like, that kind of thing. Like, oh, that's cool. Okay. But if you start chasing me down and following me down the sidewalk, you're losing me and you're not getting nothing. So, that's really, like, part of that situation. That's how it, like, starts. Mm. So if you're gonna snap, then you're cool, I guess.
Okay, so we move on to that, and we talk in or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful about what you say on Snap, because it can be screenshotted and shared on any of these social platforms. Yes, but Snapchat will tell you. If so. Okay, so I've seen you, like, not fully open a page. What's that about? Oh, half
swipe. I'm not. Okay, so if someone messages me. Guys, this is so interesting.
I'm giving y'all education into these teenagers.
If someone messages me and I don't. And opening messages mad fast to someone that you're not talking to, it's kind of like an unspoken rule. It's kind of like,
what's mad fast?
Like, what's the, they just sent it and you opened it.
Okay, that's seconds. That's
kind of, yeah.
Okay, okay, got it.
Maybe like a calm minute, 2 minutes. Like, that's still fishing it. But, you know, if I want to know what the person said, but I don't want them to know I read it or saw it, and I don't know how to respond, half swipe, what they said, close it out, think of the response, then type it.
Okay. That's a lot of pressure.
It's a whole lot of pressure, but, you know, it is what it is.
And this is all unwritten rules of social media. It's just like, yeah, for teenagers.
You kind of just know. And the social media is still really iffy because, and especially the way that it's used now, mm-hmm, it can definitely mess up relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's always been a thing, but with, like, older, like, people. Now,
what you mean?
Not older people, but like
us on the Facebook. That's what you talk about.
Sure. I like the people that still say slide into DMs. Yeah, that's been there, yeah. But now it's like different ways, and not to me particularly, but to a majority of people. Someone can find like liking a story or like liking someone else's story, or following someone else, like, they can see that as not cheating, but, like, on the road to it.
So, if I'm just going to use your father and I as an example, because okay, I think I asked you this before. So, if somebody likes your father's post, mm-hmm, what's that mean again? Like somebody's story.
It depends on what it is. Okay. If it's, like, you know, if it's you guys, then obviously if they're liking the story, they're like, oh, that's cute.
Okay.
If it's just him, he's feeling himself, and they're liking the story, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, generation is like, so interesting. How do you safeguard yourself from getting caught up?
I just got to kind of take a step back, reassure myself, and not feel that insecurity, mm-hmm, of it. Like, if I know I'm locked in with this person, and it's other people doing things and it's not them, then there's not much I can do. Mm-hmm. But it's just having that, like, self-realization, self-security.
So important. So important. Okay. So I think we got a nice little lesson on social media from the Leah Simone telling y'all what your kids are doing on social media and how they're engaging with social media. I know for you, you know, I do watch you swiping and just reading and, you know, looking at people's videos and stuff like that and not really engaging that much with other people. But it's really interesting. Social media is super, super interesting. And yeah, that was it. I just wanted to make sure that we covered off on this. and do a little revisit of social media. We'll post the first social media foray that we had in the description box so that you can check out where we were years ago to where we are now. Thanks so much for listening and watching. We really appreciate you. Hope to see you again soon.